Grace and peace to you in the name of Jesus, the Babe of Bethlehem, the Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. Let's pray. Lord, we rejoice this wonderful Christmas day at your lowly birth for us. Bless us now as we hear the word. Give us faith, give us joy, give us peace. Bless the teaching, preaching, and hearing of your holy word, for you have the words of eternal life. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Dear friends, it is a day perhaps to take a big breath, huh? After a month of a lot of activities, and a lot of Christmas activities, finally Christmas Day is here, December 25, 2014, a day to take a breath. A day much more than that. It's a day to praise God and praise God and praise God with the angels, archangels, and all the saints. It's a day of presence. Who's opened up their presence already? Well, you have Jesus, so you open up your present, right? You open your mouth and you get him today in communion. You open your ears and you get him. Day of presence, day of parties, wonderful feasts and celebrations with family and friends. Enjoy all of that. It's a day to ponder with Mary. And Christmas Day, and I pray every day because of Christmas, is a day of peace. Who doesn't want peace in a troubled world? And I'm reminded of the great proclamation of the angels to the shepherds, glory to God in the highest and peace on earth. How about today for a few minutes we be like Mary and we ponder the peace of the Prince of Peace? Because Christmas is about peace. That's the great shout of Christmas. Peace on earth. Sure doesn't look like there's a lot of peace. Looks like there's a lot of war and trouble. Let me say four simple things about the peace that Jesus brings. First of all, the peace that Jesus brings is a fact. The peace that Christ brings is not a feeling, kind of a flimsy feeling that comes and goes in my heart, and sometimes I have a calm and a peace, and sometimes I don't, depending on my circumstances. The peace that Christ brings is a fact. It's objective. It's a status that we have. Because of Jesus, because he was born and lived a perfect life to please the Father and died on the cross for our sins and suffered our hell and rose again on Easter, we have peace with the Father. Heaven and earth are reconciled. That's a fact. God does not hold our sins against us. God forgives us. We are one back with God like the Garden of Eden. All is good between us and God. We're reconciled. We're friends. We're more than friends. We're family. It's a fact. Whether we know it or not, it's a fact. Whether we feel it in our hearts today or not, it's a fact. We are justified by faith. We're right with God. We're forgiven of our sins. He counts nothing against us because of Christ, his Son, who lived, died, rose again. It's a fact. It's a status. And rejoice in that, because sometimes we don't feel real peaceful right in here, do we? But I still have peace with God. Heaven and earth are connected. The angels do not say that there will be peace. It's not just a future thing. Oh, there's going to be peace. We have it now in Christ. It's called forgiveness. The angels don't say there ought to be peace now, or there should be peace, or we hope there's peace. They proclaim a fact, peace on earth because of Jesus. It's very objective. It's true. It's a fact. When I was a boy, we had Christmas break. My mom would always buy us four boys in the family these paint-by-number sets. Do they still have those paint-by-numbers? And my mom brought each one of us about three or four of these to do over Christmas break. And I really enjoyed that. A simplistic mind like my Pat can get that even. But now I kind of understand years later why my mom did that over Christmas break. So the boys wouldn't fight all Christmas break. We'd be in our own little corner painting our painting. Oh, mom could have some quiet, some peace, she thought, because we still fought. But they just avoid each other. They have their own little corner. Oh, that's family peace to a degree. We just kind of avoid each other sometimes, don't talk. That's not peace with God. God's peace is not, hey, I'll stay in heaven, you be on earth, we'll avoid each other and we'll have peace. You have your corner, I'll have more corner, and we'll have peace. God comes to earth. God comes to us and reconciles with us, forgives us, makes us one with Him. The Garden of Eden, as I said, we're family. It's a fact. Secondly, the peace that Christ brings is forever. It's not a one-day peace, and then tomorrow we're not sure. It is forever and ever. The Hebrew word that no doubt the angels proclaimed that day, they probably didn't speak in Greek. They probably proclaimed it in Hebrew. The shepherds were speaking Hebrew. The word here is shalom, undoubtedly. They shouted glory to God in the highest and shalom on earth. Shalom, the great Hebrew word for peace. That means more than peace, though. Shalom is a very deep word. It's all over the Old Testament and the New. It really means total good health to you. That's what the angels are saying. May you people have total good health in body, soul, and spirit. May everything be right as Adam and Eve had it before they fell into sin. Everything good. Total health to you is what they're saying. So we have some of that now, which is called spiritual peace. We have forgiveness of sins. Our hearts are right with God through faith given by the Spirit. But also implied is physical peace, mental peace, where we have the resurrection of our flesh in heaven. The fulfillment of the peace of Christmas is Easter and heaven. Now we're troubled in our bodies and often in our souls and our minds. Sickness, disease, worries, anxieties. But all that's going to be gone. The resurrection of the body is implied. Perhaps that's why God sends angels. Because angels, we think of heaven. We think of glory. And the angels being there and the glory of God shining and seeing their shepherds. This is the end of the peace. The fulfillment of the peace is heaven. You're going to shine like the angels and shine like the sun. You will have a new resurrected body. And we think of Jesus at Easter. After he rises, the first thing he says is, "Peace be with you to his disciples." You heard it at Christmas, now you hear it at Easter. This is the fulfillment. It's forever. Heaven, glory, resurrection. My daughter Bethany last night gave me a hat. It's a Chicago Bears hat because I like the Chicago Bears. And the whole family, I don't wear hats a whole lot. My head's kind of too big, John. I'm sorry about that. But they made me squish the hat on. They all said, "You look really good, Dad. You look really good." And Ann says, "You look 10 years younger with that hat on." "Well, how can that be?" "Well, it's covering your bald head. That's why it is," they said. Okay. We're all getting old. Bald heads, arthritis, diabetes, pain, hip pain, back pain, surgeries, cancer. We're all aging. We hurt. Some of us more than others. How we long for the resurrection of our flesh. Immortal, glorious, no more pain, no more suffering, no more death. All that's in the word peace. Shalom, good health. The peace of Jesus gives faith. Thirdly, this leads us to trust God. You know, when someone's not mad at you, they're not angry at you, they love you and forgive you, you begin to trust them. I can trust that person. They forgive me. They realize what a wretch I am, and they still forgive me, and they love me. And Jesus was not only born, he died for me. Take away my sins. I can trust this God. I can trust him every day now. He forgives me. He promises me heaven. He washes me. He loves me no matter what. I can trust him every day to take care of me, to always be with me, to help me in my trials and tribulations. He'll never leave me, never forsake me. He's my rock, my foundation. It leads to faith in God. And in everyday faith, I can count on God. If I can't count on anybody else, I can count on my God. That's what peace implies. God's not mad. At my grandparents' house over Christmas, I mentioned we went there. We went there for about a week or two. My grandparents in Illinois, they were farmers. My mom's parents. And we were there Christmas all the way to the New Year. We must have drove my grandparents crazy, John. A whole year with our family, a whole week with our family there. And I remember we got in trouble some, the boys. And my grandpa was a pretty tough old farmer, a wonderful man, a Christian man. He's tough. And if we got in trouble, Grandpa had that way of saying, "Look, Grandma, take all the presents away from the tree. These boys are getting no presents. Put them in the closet. I'm going to give them a lump of coal." They all get a lump of coal. If you don't want a lump of coal, you get a bale of hay. You can sleep out in the hayloft. And I saw the twinkle in my grandpa's eye But is he really telling the truth? Am I just going to get a lump of coal or a pile of hay and I go sleep in the hayloft for Christmas? It's awful cold in Illinois at Christmas time. Grandpa's tough. Does he mean it or not? And there is an in-between feeling. Is he mad and angry or not? What's going to happen Christmas? I'm not real sure. And that's a terrible place to be. Where you don't know if someone really forgives you and loves you or not. You kind of think they do, but then again, maybe not. We have that with family. We have that with friends sometimes. But not with God. Don't worry that God's in between. Do I love these people or not? Do I care? Do I forgive them or not? Or am I going to give them a lump of coal? No, God gave us His Son on the pile of hay. His Son died. We can trust Him. Believe in Him. And last of all, the peace of Christmas is for you. It's for you, 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 you. I'd point to every one of you, but let's not do that. You know what I mean. It's for you. I love the announcement of the angels at Christmas time. For unto who? Unto you is born this day. You will find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes. You will. And we said in Bible class last Sunday that four times you have the word you. It dominates that announcement. It's for you. For you. And no qualifications, no conditions. It's for the rich, it's for the poor. It's for the sick, it's for the healthy. It's for the young, it's for the dying. It's for man, it's for woman. It's for all people. It's for the good, although none of us are good, it's for the really bad too. No qualification, just for you. You get that peace in your ears as you hear of Christ. You'll soon get it in your mouths. And you will hear me say, depart in peace. And the final word of worship is peace. Think of the benediction. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. It's the final word of church. Peace. In your ears, in your mouth, communion, and I pray in your heart. We all like to look under the tree at the presents. And what are we looking for? Our name. Is my name on that one? Is my name on that one? Is my name on that one? Oh, my name's on that one. That one's mine. My name's on that one. Your name is on Jesus. He's yours. Born for you, lived for you, died for you. And His name is written on you. And your name is written in heaven. Today is a day to celebrate, praise God, party, feast, enjoy your family, open up presents. And I pray it's a day of peace. And so is every other day, a day of peace. Peace be with you. Thank you. Merry Christmas. Let's stand and confess our faith. May the peace of God, which transcends all human understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.